number one player in the NFL this year?
Oof, the toughest player to match up against.
Josh Allen.
My opinion right now, Josh Allen.
I would probably say Josh Allen.
Probably Josh Allen.
I think the best player in the league is Josh Allen.
I gotta go Josh Allen.
Hands down, it's gonna be Josh Allen.
Josh Allen.
JA17. That's my favorite player in the world.
Takes the snap, quick hitter, thrown behind, but somehow caught, and now lateral to Allen, and reaching for the pylon. Are you kidding me? It's a touchdown.
And the AP Most Valuable Player presented by Invisalign is...
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550.
I just found something very, very tasty, metaphorically.
Mm-hmm.
Look at me using metaphorically at 6:03.
That's dangerous.
That puts me
living
in
on the edge.
Puts me right in the lead right now.
Yeah.
I don't know what the game is, but I'm in the lead. Jeremy and Joe, good morning, everybody. Happy football season. We've got Sal at 7, Pete Guelli, Bills and Sabres COO at 8. Howard picks the Bills at 8:30. It's Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Work on that all day. It's Tuesday.
Yeah, that's a tough one already.
We'll do our best.
Tuesday, not Monday, which means there's a game in 2 days.
Right. It's Tuesday, which might feel a little bit weird. Perhaps that's appropriate right after watching Bill Belichick coach a college football game. That happened. And?
And get obliterated.
Obliterated. And the thing I found that is tasty, I double-checked, and sure enough, I have it. We'll talk about Josh. We'll talk about Josh Allen's season. He's ranked the number 3 player. So last night, yeah, there it is. I got the tweet.
Uh-huh.
Bill Barnwell had it. Let's just start with Belichick.
Yes,
I mean,
sure,
we got. Doesn't everybody want to start with Belichick last night? 48-14. Bill Barnwell had this. The number of times Bill Belichick coached NFL teams allowed 48 points. 0 times in 511 games.
Wow.
Number of times Bill Belichick.
Well, I mean, 1 point away, right?
Correct. That's what I just checked.
Oh, okay.
Tyler Bass missed a kick.
Oh, Bass. He ruined it. Well, actually, he made it better, didn't he?
Probably.
Because he makes it. He makes yesterday the most points he's ever given up.
Yep.
All right. Not as mad, I guess. Can it be the perfect game if there was a missed kick?
That's fair.
Yes, the answer is probably still yes. Yeah, they scored a touchdown on every drive.
It is the only thing that went wrong that day.
Yeah.
Tyler Bass missed kick.
Bass, come on.
Right, I know. So anyway, the Bills almost did it. And the Bills, I mean, just annihilated Belichick again and again and again down the stretch.
I mean, they could have scored 60 if they really wanted to, probably, right?
Probably, yeah. So in addition to that, one thing I like to look at and point out, the last meaningful game Bill Belichick won, I was at the game. And many of you listening were at the game or were at least watching the game. The last meaningful game Bill Belichick won was the wind game here. And since then, after that game, those Patriots went 1-4. He had one more win that year.
Mm-hmm.
Then went 8-9, and then 4-13, and then last night to TCU.
Where he was only a 3.5-point underdog, by the way. If you're wondering, like, if maybe UNC wasn't supposed to be good, he just got there. They were only a 3-point dog, and TCU's not supposed to be great this year. And they scored 41 in a row.
It's amazing.
TCU did.
It was laughable.
Michael Jordan was in the house to witness that. Yikes. That's got to be a special hell, isn't it? Not only are you embarrassed on national television in your first game at UNC, but, like, Jordan's there. That Jordan is there. MJ is there. Like, in the booth. He didn't leave state for the whole thing, though, for sure, right? Like, when did MJ leave? Middle of the second quarter?
Probably. Give me the equivalent of what MJ would have had to do with the Washington Wizards to look as bad as Belichick looks right now.
Oh,
I mean, he went and played for the Wizards. Did he dribble it off his foot every 5 minutes? I don't know.
No, didn't he average 30 a game? I mean, the team was terrible.
The team was bad.
Yeah.
But Belichick, man, what a time to be alive. What an odd thing that the not that long ago nearly universally thought to be best coach in a sport
ever
could completely obliterate. I don't want to say what everybody thinks of him. He's going to the Hall of Fame. There's no doubt about that.
Mm-hmm.
He's still probably a great defensive coach. But you can't get into a conversation about him without at least half the room thinking the whole thing was a fraud. Whole thing.
All of it.
And so much of the narrative about him, so much of what we read about them and heard about them, we watched him beat the Bills, what, 30 times or whatever? Mm-hmm. We kind of knew it. We kind of knew this Patriot Way nonsense, all this hubris they have about how they, oh, it's different there. You'd never understand it. It's about this. It was all nonsense. And now he can't, he got absolutely steamrolled by the TCU Horned Frogs. The Horned Frogs
right.
of TCU steamroll a GOAT. Tom Brady, those two split up. One guy won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And lost his other playoff appearance in a bit of a shootout. Like, I mean, whatever. He could have kept going. He won the Super Bowl with another team in his first year.
Yeah.
And Belichick went sub 500, got dismissed, got left out for jobs, and then lost to TCU at home by 30.
Has there ever, could you imagine when all the, hey, was it more Brady or more Belichick debates that were happening for years would ever result in the two sides being this polar opposite when they split? Brady, all of it, even too, right? Like, Brady in his, you know, outside football life as a broadcaster and the roast that he did and just, I don't know, like, right. he I think he's annoying, but does he come off well to some football fans? Maybe. Belichick just is kind of a punchline in all walks of life right now.
I stayed up to watch that game last night in part because I was on Twitter, and Twitter was a national dunk fest on Belichick.
Oh, yeah.
Pointed out the score was 41-17. How many people made the joke? Oh, he was 41. His girlfriend was 7.
Uh-huh.
I mean, a national dunk fest
yeah.
on Bill Belichick. I saw one where it's Belichick's career as a college coach, and it's Aaron Rodgers running out in New York with the flag right before he blows out his Achilles. Just one moment. Uh-huh.
Yep.
Ben Volen of the Boston Globe. This is like Josh Allen against the Patriots in the playoffs. Zero resistance. Mm-hmm. Talking about TCU last night. TCU. He didn't lose to Bama.
No.
Due respect to TCU. You know, we had some former Bills that are TCU.
He was at home, too.
At home,
just getting destroyed.
Prime time. They put Kirk Herbstreit's dog on the broadcast.
Yeah. Well, it's probably good to do.
It doesn't happen if it's 28-27.
No, you're right.
Kirk Herbstreit's new dog's on the broadcast to distract from the public destruction of a football icon.
Mm-hmm.
They asked him, they're trying to capture so much magic. The woman that interviewed Belichick asked him about his hoodie with the sleeves cut off because they just need that magic so bad.
Yeah.
And for the ratings for ESPN, you know, one of two things is true here, Joe. Like, oh, wow, ESPN built it up and they've got to be devastated. Or will I tune in to watch Belichick lose by 30 every week, seeing how long he can take it? Yes.
Yes, that would be great. Who do they play next week? Who do they play next week?
It's not easy.
Yeah. Come on. Charlotte.
UNC Charlotte?
At UNC Charlotte.
And then,
come on, UNC
and
Charlotte.
Then the Richmond Spiders.
Oh,
what happens when they play Clemson?
Yeah. Charlotte lost to App State last week. We know how confident I should be in them.
We got to get a bet on the bet board. Will he make it to the Clemson game?
Number four. Will he fire or will he quit? How could he quit? I mean, I just... It's already so embarrassing. I don't even know if he feels it. Maybe he does. I'm sure he at least did feel the embarrassment of the NFL saying, nah, no thanks. We're good. I mean, that probably hit him. The idea that, what do you mean? I'm Bill Belichick. I've won 6 Super Bowls. Nobody in the league wants me? Like, that I bet hit him. I don't know if Twitter being a dunk fest for 12 hours hits him the same way.
Right. He'll call it something like tweet face, and like everyone will just laugh. Oh, Belichick's he's too good for that.
But I wonder how real do we think it actually is that people believe that this all was really a farce? That none of this was real? That, like, I tend to buy into it a bit because I just think the record with and without Brady is so stark that I can't. I can't ignore it whenever it comes up about him. I mean,
he had one playoff win in his career without Tom Brady in 11 seasons.
Right. One was record against the Bills with and without Brady, 32-3 versus 5-9. I mean, you could do that with any team. You could do that with
right.
He's a sub-500 head coach in the National Football League without that guy at quarterback. And this is not, oh, he had, you know, two seasons worth. Like, this was multiple seasons with the Browns and multiple seasons with the Patriots. Like, we're talking like 7-8 football seasons, which is more than a lot of guys get.
Mm-hmm.
And that's without Brady, and he's got the same win percentage like Joe Philbin in those years. I can't ignore that part of it. But is this like, I wonder if his legacy is truly tainted now.
Definitely.
Because of what he's done to it. Because of what it's been without since Brady.
Well,
he could have walked away the day Brady retired and none of this would have happened.
That's right. People would have been saying forever,
greatest coach of all time.
Brady or Belichick. Oh, Brady won without him. Yeah, but Belichick retired and blah, blah, blah. Look, Brady or Belichick. Instead, I've got College Game Day signs trolling him behind a panel before he gets dominated at home by TCU.
Yeah.
What an absolute disaster. I mean, what a wonderful thing to watch if you love to root against Bill Belichick, which I do. Remember, Sean McDermott's finest moment, in my opinion, I'm sure he's had very fine moments that are actually fine moments. My thought on McDermott's finest moment was after that win game when he said, don't give Bill too much credit.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happened the next time they played? The Bills didn't punt like three straight games.
Yep.
Like, all right, you know what? Enough of this. Bulletin board material, whatever you want to say it, motivated to prove something. After that wind game here where the Bills lost and the crew anointed that the Patriots were back on top of the AFC East and the 12-month run of the Buffalo Bills was over.
We should break that clip out every once in a while.
We should bust it out today. Because what was that?
Let me get it.
That was Belichick fan fiction. On the television in Boston, it was, hey, don't worry, everybody. He's still here. Forget about Brady. It doesn't matter. We're going to be okay.
Sun Tzu, baby.
The 12-month reign of the Buffalo Bills is over. And, man, what a sobering existence it's been in New England since.
And now he's in the ACC getting pummeled.
Thank goodness. If he were still with New England, I could have fun with them being bad and still root against them. Now it's Vrabel and Drake May, and it feels like they turned over the franchise enough that they are not Belichick anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. Well, hope you had a good weekend, a long weekend. If you want to talk to us about Belichick, we're happy to do it. Again, Sal at 7. Pete Gwelly, Bills and Sabres COO today at 8 o'clock on State of the Union. You know, both Bills and Sabres return to action this month. The Bills regular season begins in less than a week, and the Sabres preseason starts this month. So, busy time of year there. Howard picks the Bills at 8:30. Your phone calls, your texts, your calls, your comments in the chat, whatever you want to throw our way, join us on the YouTube stream. Mock Belichick with us. Let's have a good time. And on we go.
Chapel Bill. Off to the worst start imaginable.
Dwayne Carter out for the year with a torn Achilles.
Mm-hmm.
Not something anybody really saw coming. That's the kind of thing that is it's bad news for him. It's unfortunate for Dwayne Carter. So the numbers game for the Bills, if you want to go very coldly look at the numbers game for the Bills, makes them pretty thin right now, but Ogunjobi's going to come back, and somebody on the defensive line was going to have to go somewhere, right? So
yep.
We'll see. Like, the Bills have a lot of depth up there, but Dwayne Carter, third-round pick last year, Achilles, out for the year. So terrible news for the young man. Feel for him, of course. That's Bills news. Other than that, here we go. Josh in the number three player in the league.
Yep.
Behind Saquon Barkley and Lamar Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Lamar's going to finish number one.
Right? Wait, what do you mean?
Did they already do it?
No, yeah, Barkley's number one.
Oh, I didn't see that. I only saw the teaser that Josh was three. Okay, Barkley's one.
No, Barkley's one, Jackson's two.
Oh, that's dumb. But it's fine. It's fine.
What, just to put a running back number one?
It's kind of dumb to put a running back number one, but that's fine. They can have it.
When is the last time they even put a quarterback number one? Haven't they been trying hard not to put a quarterback number one?
Tyreek Hill was number one 2 years ago.
Was Garrett number one?
He might have been.
One of those years.
He might have been.
Yeah, I don't know.
Both Jackson and Allen better than Mahomes.
Yep.
Is this the first time Mahomes is the third best quarterback? Fourth best quarterback? How far does he drop? You know? Like, where do we get to for him? Is it a bounce back year for him? So,
yeah.
Whatever. It's wonderful.
And he's still number five.
Overall.
Overall.
But third quarterback.
Third quarterback.
Third best quarterback.
Man, I think that's actually, that's being generous, I think, over from the last two seasons he's had personally, but whatever.
803-0550. We'll get some calls in. Larry in South Florida. Hey, Larry, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Two things. One's really important. I got a fantasy question for you guys. But before that, I want to talk about Josh's top three finish. I'm happy that he was in the top three. I said it would be awful if he didn't get in the top three. I mean, Lamar had an incredible season, and so did Barkley. So, I mean, that Josh could have gone anywhere, 1, 2, 3, but as long as he made the top three, I was happy. Now, my fantasy question. I'm in a snake draft, and I can't stand it after listening to you guys all these years. It's you're right, it's boring as hell, but I've been in this thing for 14 years, and they just won't convert. So I'm in a keeper league.
To auction, you mean?
What's that?
They won't convert to what, to auction?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. So in this league tonight, I have the 4th overall pick. And so I just wanted to get your advice because I've been listening to the Fantasy Alarm Show a lot. And I know Robinson and Chase will be gone. So do I want Gibbs, Lamb, or Jefferson, whatever's available? I'm leery about going to run back that early, but Gibbs seems to be the pick. I'd love to get your thoughts on that, fellas.
My answer on this, Joe, I don't know if you feel the same, is just not Jefferson.
Agreed. I would feel strongly about just going to Lamb. If CeeDee Lamb is there, he'd be my pick every single time.
Yes.
They're going to be throwing the ball a billion times.
They're going to be in shootouts.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I would agree there.
But Dak is back. Like, there's no reason to not think Lamb is going to have, like, 1,700 yards this year. Like, I think he's as safe as safe gets.
Yep. I like Gibbs a lot as a pick. You know, Bijan and Chase are going to go 1-2. Gibbs often goes 3
yep.
as the 1-2-3. But I would say not Jefferson for two reasons. Not because he's not great, but he's got a little bit of a hamstring thing, right?
Yeah.
And he's got quarterback uncertainty. And even though he's the kind of player that, whatever, he's going to produce no matter what because he's amazing, the quarterback uncertainty for me, I'd rather go for Dak Prescott, who has put up 5,000-yard seasons, I think. Has he done that, right? Dak threw for 5,000 or like maybe 4?
Has he? I'm sure he's come close.
Maybe 4,900 one year.
Yeah, he's career high. 2 years ago, he had 4,500. Okay, 45. He did 4,900.
Yeah, a 4,900-yard season in 2019. And if their defense is bad and they're scoring points, like that could be you could easily see Dak playing a full season where he gets to, you know, 4,700 yards and throwing to Lamb. Yeah.
Like if you look at his every single year since like 2019, he's either throwing for 4,000 yards or he's on a 4,000-yard pace. He's 4,000 yards like in a every time, single time. So you want that receiver. Allen finishing third. I've said this before about other awards and the MVP and All Pro. I'm never gonna criticize anyone for putting Jackson over Allen or Allen over Jackson. It's so close. It's so nitpicky to me that like if the players want to put Jackson number two, I don't really feel like I'm seeing Bills fans go up in arms about it. Right? Allen got the one that matters. Not team-wise. Individually, Allen got the one that matters. So he wins for now. And I don't think Jackson being number two and Allen being number three is any sort of like big crowning achievement going into – it's not bulletin board material for Sunday. Can we start that?
Right.
Like what's bulletin board material and what isn't? I do not believe Allen being third and Jackson second is worthy of bulletin board for Sunday.
I agree. My biggest thing on Allen, Jackson, and Mahomes is – you can't split Allen and Jackson. They are either ahead of Mahomes because you think they're better, or they're behind Mahomes because you're one of these rings folks. It's all about rings. Mm-hmm. And we can disagree. I can disagree with whether or not you should be a rings person, but the two of them are either better than Mahomes or Mahomes is better because neither one of them has a ring. And that, to me, is my rule. I don't agree with the idea of Mahomes ahead, but they are, it's the same thing you're saying, so close. And to my eye, I think they're both, right now, they've been playing a lot better than Patrick Mahomes has. But they don't get the credit for it because Mahomes wins the playoff games. And that's that. So until that changes, you know, you'll have that debate.
Shouldn't, if you're putting Jackson and Allen above Mahomes, by that rule, shouldn't you also be required to put Burrow ahead of Mahomes?
No.
Because he's been so definitively better?
No. He's not been definitively better to me.
No?
No. He lacks, I mean, he puts up monster points. The thing about Burrow, he's great. I did call him Fancy Kirk Cousins, which I still think applies here.
You've called him that for years.
Yeah, well, it's a compliment. Kirk Cousins is pretty good.
That's not
and
a compliment.
Fancy Kirk Cousins is like saying
you can say it's not a compliment.
It's like a fancier version
of a mid quarterback.
No, if I said like a fancy Tage Thompson,
you're basically saying he's Kirk Cousins with a cool haircut.
No, I'm saying he's better. But anyway, the thing about Burrow is he gets into complete, and you'll know this for fantasy. And then we just answered this question for Larry about CeeDee Lamb. Why? Why is he going to put up 1,700 yards? Because he's going to have to. Because mm-hmm. his team is going to play game scripts that are going to be like that. If you threw Allen in Cincinnati, would he put up 50 touchdowns and 4,800 yards? Like, probably. Neighborhood? He'd put up just what Burrow does because he would throw to Chase and Higgins, and his team's defense would be an absolute disaster, and they would not be running the ball with everybody eats. It would be, all right, Josh, get back there and throw it 48 times a game. So Burrow is in an ecosystem that kind of, I'm not saying it inflates his stats. It's just I don't think I have to put him above Mahomes, and I wouldn't. I'd put Mahomes third.
I would definitely put
Mahomes. You know, maybe Mahomes fourth and Jackson Dart third. No, I'm kidding.
Jackson, that is a complete opposite of the preseason pledge.
No, that's right. I'm kidding. Rich in Lakeview. Hey, Rich.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, I'll tell you for the 100%, I have no shining fruit when it comes to Bill Belichick. I saw the score. Man, so what, man? Let him get out of our heads. There was no joy in seeing that. Saw a 73-year-old guy that either wants to coach because he loves it. It's in his blood since he was a kid. Thought he could make a difference. And today's modern college game, what do people think? He was going to show up, sprinkle holy water, and it was going to change?
Yes, people did think that. We've got a clip from Dan Lebatard saying that everybody needs to get out of his way because he's going to dominate the landscape.
Listen. I don't know who's more anonymous. Well, probably Buffalo Bisons, but in this town, Buffalo Bisons are UB football players, and they shouldn't be. And we got to do a charity event with them, and these guys are mid-Division I players, mid-table, and they are amazing athletes. They are built like Greek gods, every single one of them, so that means half are below and half are above. What with the transfer portal and everything, I'm not making an excuse for Bill, but anybody who hates on him, it's like now in Buffalo.
But Rich, isn't that, and he's breaking up there a little bit. Isn't that the point? The point is that between the transfer portal and between, if you're making the point about how athletic the guys are, closer to pro football than ever, right? College in every facet is closer to pro football than it ever has been. It's why Nick Saban quit the sport, because it's not like real college football anymore. So you would think that the college game is now set up for a guy like Bill Belichick to come in and do better than he would have 10 years ago.
Yeah, but next year his players might be better set up. I'm not an apologist, but all I'm saying, like in Buffalo, I don't care. It's like we married the hot girl. We finally got the girl of the dreams. And we're still checking out the girlfriend social media page and enjoying that she's in a trailer park with six kids. You know, there's so it's no big deal. I want to just move in and focus. I don't know. Maybe I'm too old school. It's like, all right, good for us. We continue to win. But let Bill go. And, I mean, we don't – I don't know. I just don't want it to get sad for him. Leave it. Let it be a half-hour show on NFL Films and – he can ride off into the sunset.
Thanks, Rich. One way I'll agree with what you're saying is it's not, to me, as joyful relishing this as it was when he was with Boston. Like, I don't have any sort of ha-ha for North Carolina sport fans or North Carolina football fans. When he was with the Patriots, it was, I love every second of this. It couldn't be better. I saw the TCU post-game TikTok. By the way, you know it's football season when teams are posting TikToks that I don't understand again. We're back. We're totally back. I watched this TikTok. I'm like, no idea what's going on. But in there was Belichick throwing the tablet against the Bills. So I knew that.
Great game.
Amazing
moment.
I also don't necessarily like agree with any of the whole, like, we're looking at the old X. Like, nah, I'm watching a guy that dominated my team for decades get some just desserts, I guess. Like, get some. He's getting it back. He's not some sort of unchallengeable god, right, as he was portrayed to be for decades. He's a guy that coached, and he's a pretty good coach. He's a really good coach, but not any sort of unassailable figure. And he's done it to himself.
That's the thing. If you wanted him to ride off into the sunset, he had a chance and he passed on it because he doesn't want to stop coaching. And
for that, you feel for him because, like, good. Okay, great.
Sure, but he also is now – he'll suffer the consequence of that, which is if you're not actually as great a coach as we thought you were for that entire time and you're exposing yourself to get embarrassed time after time after time, then you're risking losing a title that I think he had with most people, which is he's the greatest coach of all time. And I think that is slipping away every time he steps out on the sideline. And he's doing that to himself.
They're doing a Hard Knocks style program at Carolina Football, North Carolina, that's going to air on Hulu.
Mm-hmm. See TCU's tweet?
I just saw it because you tweeted it. TCU quote tweeted it with, "When does episode one come out?"
It's awesome.
We are in a time where the social media manager for the TCU Horned Frogs is just furiously dunking on Bill Belichick.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. So I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to enjoy it at least for today. On Josh Allen being third overall by the NFL players, we'll talk about that with you. It's Josh Allen season. I watched a lot of highlights yesterday, and in part because of that top 100 coming out.
Like his career highlights, last year's highlights,
some of the plays, which, you know, whatever. It's also fantasy draft season. Maybe many of you out there like us are furiously drafting teams under the gun. Had two drafts yesterday. Yep. Have two drafts today.
I have two drafts today as well. Guillotine and Paul's League.
So many guillotines. What am I doing? I'm out guillotining myself. Like five guillotine leagues now. It's a mess. I might be four. I don't know. 803-0550 if you want to give us a call. Jeremy and Joe here. It's football season on WGR.